This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leading Democrats are reacting to President Donald Trump becoming the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with the leader, Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that President Trump referencing his great friendship with the North Korean leader is another example of Trump's affinity for authoritarian leaders.
To say that Kim Jong-un is his friend when this is a man who uses anti-aircraft guns to assassinate his enemies is just disgraceful.
Mr. Trump had said Saturday the meeting would only last 2 minutes for a handshake, but it was expected to be a brief meeting turned into an impromptu summit lasting about 50 minutes. When Mr. Trump emerged from that meeting, he announced that he and Kim had agreed to form teams to restart working level talks. It is the third meeting between Kim and Trump, following talks in Singapore last June and Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was actually made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday the resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but he acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries had reached an agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks broke down and what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong blocked main roads early Monday to limit access to a ceremony marking the anniversary of the city's handover to China. Senior officials from Hong Kong and mainland China attend the annual flag raising on the 22nd anniversary of the handover on July 1, 1997. It will be the third protest in 3 weeks against the extradition bill. This is VOA News.